All right, so welcome back again. This is Point of View. My name is Ashlyn Hargrave, and it is episode 4. So thanks so much for rolling along on this quote-unquote journey. Big shout-outs to everyone who is still tuning in. I want to introduce something different that I'll do periodically, kind of here and there. Obviously, the main point is to go over social topics and, you know, issues and things of that sort. But every once in a while, I do want to break it up a little bit just to kind of give you some variety and just to switch it up a little bit from the rigid and the articles. So I want to introduce a segment that I have just randomly titled Roommate Chatter. If you've listened to any of the first podcasts, I always mention my roommate, obviously because I see her every day, but I always mention her, and I felt like that would be a really easy way to kind of break up, you know, what I was doing and just add a little bit of flair to the podcast. So with that being said, I want to introduce my quote-unquote roommate, Tyler Perry.
Thank you so much for bringing me on. I am Tyler. I guess it's a positive or negative that I'm roommates with Ashlyn, but hey, I'm here, and I didn't die, so what's up?
Listen, first of all, just to be very clear, people who actually know me, like, I'm sure they probably think it's hard to get along with me, but me and Tyler have never had an argument, and we've been living together for 2 years.
Yeah, almost 2 years now.
Bomb. That's some real stuff right there. That's some coexisting type stuff right there. So anyways, definitely excited to have her. I would say here, but we're in our apartment, so whatever. But anyways, so here's what it is. Roommate chatter. I don't know how often that we'll do this, but I think it'll be pretty cool, like I said, to break it up. So, with that being said, I do want to jump right in to bringing up the fact that I am back on Twitter. And let me be clear about the fact that I am only on Twitter to troll everyone I know. So, and obviously to promote my podcast, but I'm pretty much on there just to, like, counter argue everything that people say, just for the heck of it, because I have that much free time at my job, unfortunately. I don't typically do a whole lot of work. Anyways, neither here or there. But yeah, so I'm back on Twitter. So yeah, that's the same as my Instagram name, as a quick shout out plug to myself. But yeah, so I'm about to be trolling all over the place and retweeting and whatnot. But anyways, so on the last podcast, me and Chelsea has brought up briefly the fact that CIAA was coming that week after, or the weekend after we were recording the podcast. And obviously it's a big thing in Charlotte for people who aren't from around this area. It's a basketball tournament that turned into like a hoop and holler fest for the black people. But anyways, I only heard about one shooting. So clap it up for Charlotte, because people aren't dying this year. I think Young Dolph.
Yeah, he was the only.
First of all, I don't know why Young Dolph was in the hood. One. Like, you're not from here, sir. So stay out the hood.
You gotta rap what you talk about.
No,
so you can't
just talk about
it when you
and
home.
The way that I heard that he jumped out of the SUV, like, I'm good. I'm good on that. Young Dolph don't need to be in the hood in Charlotte. And these Charlotte people, first of all, it was on Facebook Live too. So you know when people are trying to like, when something's happening and they're on Facebook Live and they're trying to like look and record, like, it was the worst footage ever. But, yeah, I really hope they just shut it down. Like,
But that was the only big incident, so you have to, like, draw all your attention. Like, this was a good year.
I guess.
People be like, oh, stay safe. It's, you know, CIAA.
Yeah. No, all my friends that came, I definitely told them to stay safe. Crazy thing is, though, I actually technically went out this CIAA for the comedy show. Shouts out to that. Because it was with Mike Epps, Tony Rock, and Bruce. But Jeezy was there.
Oh.
I don't think you know how like schoolgirl scream I hit whenever like they were playing a lot of Jeezy in between the sets. But then when right before Mike Epps came on, they had played All There. All There, which is me and Tyson's song, first of all, trapping it up. Anyways, and then the dude was like, yeah, y'all like that song? And everybody's obviously like, duh, like, duh, nigga. Yeah, like, what you mean? And then he was like, well, clap it up for Jeezy. And Jeezy, like, walked on the stage. And I was like, oh, my God, it's Jeezy.
He's a very sexy milk dud.
What?
Very attractive. What?
Oh my God. He had a little jean jacket on. He was so cute.
A jean jacket.
A jean jacket. He was so cute. And I was like, oh my. So I didn't know if he was going to like bust a song or two. He didn't. But like he, by the time Mike Epps performed, he was sitting on the side, like just basically watching the show or whatever, and like Mike Epps was cracking jokes on him and stuff like that, saying he was in the retarded class.
Oh.
But it was hilarious, and I was just like, this is the best thing ever, like, because Jeezy's on tour right now, but I'm very scared to go to his concert because all the trap dudes are gonna come out, like it's gonna be a bunch of hood boogers.
Yeah, it's, just go with at least one guy, and then
no,
go be safe.
I don't even trust that. Like, I don't even trust that. Because, and then I think the one that's closest to here, I don't think he's doing one in Charlotte. Or, yeah, he is. But he's doing one in Greensboro, too. Which, that's close to home for me, but God.
Yeah.
No. All of the thugs.
Yes, oh, the Greensboro one.
Oh, I'm so scared.
But I do have a personal question about that. How tall is he?
Oh, I don't know.
Did he look short? Was he average height?
He looked like he was probably around the same height as Mike Epps. And I don't think Mike Epps is short. I'd probably say, like, maybe right under 6 foot.
So there's hope for me.
Yeah. No, he didn't look mad short. And honestly, it's Jeezy, and he got money. So if he is short, do you really care?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That bald head. Okay, well, I'm trying to tell you. I don't even think it matters. But anyways, but speaking of concerts, summer lineups are like crazy. Like, first of all, I know that we're moving in July, but like it's these summer lineups, like they're
I'll be broke.
Right. Chance the Rapper's coming. I know that the Future, Migos, Kodak Black joint is coming. That's on Mother's Day, so I probably won't go in Charlotte.
Oh, yeah.
That's dead. But they'll be in Raleigh the day before. But then there's the Rolling Loud concert. We've been talking about it heavy in my little group chat. It's in Miami, but it like everybody's gonna be there, and it's like a 3-day. It's like a Coachella for Black people.
Exactly.
Man. And then there's just so many other things going on this summer, and I'm like, yo, like we're moving though. And I'm trying to redecorate, okay? And this is not working out for me.
Adulting is hard,
bro. Right? This is not working out for me right now. Like, so, but yeah, definitely, like, people need to get on y'all summer trip game. Because we adults out here and won't have no real summer. But I got 15 days of PTO, so what it is.
All about that planning.
Exactly.
That action
finesse
goal.
Finesse it. Plus, I can work from home some days, so I'm going to finesse some of them days, I know. Like, yeah, I'm at work. Psych. Anyways, speaking of music too, first of all, I was listening to the Yellow Album by Dom Kennedy. I don't feel like me and you have the same music taste at all, so you probably don't listen to Dom Kennedy. But this is a mixtape that came out in like 2012.
I feel like he had one hot song.
Okay, yeah, you're not aware.
Your girl got a nice face.
Yes, that was off the Yellow Album. Okay. But the Yellow Album was a mixtape technically, but that was like the biggest song off of it. But the whole it's like you can listen to it cover to cover, but. So I like screenshot it and put it on Snapchat earlier because I'm like, yeah, like this is the best. It should have been an album. He could have made some dope money off of it, whatever. And somebody decided to snap me back and say, I have so much respect for you because of your music taste. What?
Is that a compliment? Oh.
First of all, let's be clear about the fact that my music taste has always been A1. I probably done put that person on. I'm trying to name drop this person because I'm real irritated. But I have put that person on to mad music, I'm very sure. And I don't listen to that hood rat stuff. So I know you didn't just try to... Like, I was like, are you trying to give me a compliment? Like a side? I don't know. Real, really pissed me off. Like, everybody knows, like, I'm all about some good music. And I don't got time for that. So I was like, that way. Like... That way with that comment, please and thanks, because nobody's got time. You see that Migos reference there? I'm hip, dagnabbit. Anyway, but yeah, I don't got time for that. But I mean, I was looking at for Dom Kennedy stuff on Apple Music, and his discography, as far as Apple Music is concerned, is trash. But like, if you pull all his mixtapes together and everything, it's a lot better. So I don't know. These people like him and Currency and people like that, like, don't care about being signed. They just like, oh, I'm independent. I got my own stuff. I don't know. I'd rather just sell out and make some money, but that's neither here or there. But anyways, moving along. So I feel like this is going to turn into those, you know, what really grinds my gears kind of conversations, but that's just the gist of kind of how this is going to go. But one thing I definitely wanted to, that I saw earlier, and I was like, I need to speak on this on the podcast. I don't know what this whole phenomenon is with people posting kids on social media, but I'm just feeling like I'm not here for it. I'm not. I don't care. And most of these kids aren't cute. Let's be clear.
Yeah, and that's what makes it so bad, because it's like your kid is ugly.
Right.
Like, your kid has no hope.
But I mean more or less when it's not even their kid. Like, cousin baby JJ and my yeah, like, why are you posting all these little nappy-headed kids on your anything? Like,
I think it's only acceptable during the holidays. That's the only time you can post relatives.
In group picture form.
Reunions, birthdays. Krimis. Not even Krimis with black people. Krimis. Don't be posting all these random kids on the weekend. I'm hanging out with my cousins.
Right.
Why?
And if these people don't have this, like, especially when people like say, like, happy birthday, mama. Like, is your mama on Instagram? Is your mama on Instagram?
Like, please call your mom. Right. Don't send her
why,
text.
Why are we doing this?
No Facebook Instagram post.
Yeah, like, get out with it. Unless your parent is on that social media, dead it completely. But anyway, especially when people are single and you posting kids, like, people are just counting you out. Like, ain't nobody, it's take your shot 2017. People not taking their shot if you got kids.
And it's
on your Instagram.
It's confusing. I have a Tinder and I'll be seeing people. I'm like, is this your child? And right. They'll say, oh no, this is my niece. Well, why do you have a picture with your niece on a dating site? I'm just,
right. Why is that relevant? I don't.
I keep children off of there only if it's a holiday. That's your only time. Don't do the day after. Don't do the day before.
Right. But yeah, barely then. Like, I just don't get it.
And one picture. Don't do multiples. Just one.
Right. There's this whole social media protocol, though, that people really aren't hip to. I feel like people just, like, do their own thing and they're just out here in this world looking stupid.
Pretty much, yeah.
Just looking stupid. Like, I don't have time. But let me ask you, so in your opinion, do you think that the same quote unquote social rules that applied in college apply now as an adult?
Ooh. I would say probably no. Like, in college you can be a lot more reckless with just the way you are in general.
Really?
I think so.
I mean, okay, but think about it like this. For example, as far as dating somebody's ex, for example. So, you know, you got a friend. I wouldn't say like a best friend, but you have a friend. And they dating somebody. They break up a couple months later. That person shoot they shot. That, I feel like that kind of stuff in college is not acceptable. But now...
Yeah, definitely. Make your move.
Right. Like,
I wouldn't even be mad,
like,
at you.
Like, don't nobody even care. Like, it's just not... That's what I mean, I guess, more or less. Even the whole, like, smashing the homies kind of thing is kind of the same thing. Like, back then, it was like, okay, let me pick and choose who out of the circle I'm going, you know, interact with or whatever. But now, it's like... Do I really care? Like,
kind of a free for all. Do what I want.
Basically,
I'm paying bills. I can
basically,
do what I want.
Basically, which goes back to the whole adulting thing. Like, just gives you so much more liberty. My little sister, first of all, poor child. She told my mom, she's a freshman now. She told my mom that she wants to move off campus next semester. I'm like, with what job, ma'am? With what car, ma'am?
With what GPA?
Right, that too, ma'am. But yeah, so I'm just like, dude, like, this, nah. And yo, we adulted like crazy when we were in college. Like, for people who don't know, because I'm sure you don't, especially not me and Tyler's background specifically, but me and Tyler were hustling, okay? You think we had kids to feed.
Checks on checks on checks.
Right. You would think we had kids to feed, because we was work. I think at one point in time, I had three jobs. I think for a while, actually, I consistently had shuffling three different sources of income while I was going to school full time. Like, no games were played. And I really ain't even had that many bills then.
Yeah, now I'm like, what was I doing?
Right. Like, ain't nobody saved no money just out here going to Target, like, every Tuesday and Thursday. Like, what?
Ordering Jimmy John's.
Right.
All the meats.
Man, I tell you, like, when I say we used to hustle, I mean, that's really how we know each other, really, because of work. But when... hustle was not even like the word. I don't even know. I don't even know how we had the energy for that. I can barely even stand and work right now. We was like making sandwiches and selling jewelry and catering events and what else?
We're just wearing khaki pants. That's like the standard for uniform. Just all the khaki.
Changing clothes in the car.
Exactly. It was rough.
Oh my God, I can't tell you how many times I changed clothes in the car. Like, what in the world? But yeah, I don't know. That's wild. That's crazy. But anyways, okay, so anyway, let me ask you this. Cause I feel I'm on this social rule tip right now. Because I feel like people have developed this, you know, everybody says, I don't care and I don't got time. That's like the main two phrases everybody's out here saying, I don't care, and I don't got time for that. So I think it needs to be cleared up whenever you are invited somewhere. Who is supposed to pay?
Oh, yes. That is huge.
Because now, don't get me wrong. For all the guys that think that we're about to go on a feminist rant, because we're not. But in the grand scheme of things, I'm not going nowhere without money, period. I'm not going places unless I know I can cover myself. But, don't invite me somewhere and then look at me stupid whenever it's time to pay.
Exactly. Or if the waitress asks separate or together, you look at me. And it's an awkward silence, and you're like, I guess together. Like, no,
right? That they know I decided. Exactly. Yo, I'm smooth with that, because when the waitress even come over and start that conversation, I'm picking up my drink because I'm drinking while she asking. So you, I got drink in my mouth. I'm sorry, I can't answer. So it's gonna be on you. I'm either eating or drinking or coughing, one of the three in the middle of that conversation, because it won't be me to answer. I'm putting it all on you. Which is funny, because when I used to go out with Will, my law brother, he used to always pay when we were in college. I assume he just thinks I have like money, more money than he does now or something, because he don't pay no more. But anyway, so Will, if you're listening, that's why I always swerve you, because you don't pay no more. But anyway, but yeah, he used to always just be like, or they would bring the check together. They wouldn't even ask us, but he would never tell them to separate it. He would just pay for it. So shouts out to him. I'd be like, okay, well, thanks.
Good while it lasted, right? I guess.
Yeah, totally. Like, what's up with that? You know I'm all about some free meals. But anyways, so yeah. And it's funny, because I've had somebody before, like, ask me out and then say, oh, but let's go Dutch, though.
Oh.
I was like, oh, okay. And, like, it depends on how much you like that person, on the how well you take that comment. Because, for one, I feel like if you like me enough, you wouldn't say that. And, two, because, really, if a guy really likes you and he wants to take you out, he not going to take you out and he ain't got no money. Period.
Yeah, he'll just pick somewhere cheap.
Right, well, right.
You're going to go to Golden Corral, Ma, and I'm going to let you get what you want.
You can have whatever you like. But, yeah, but I don't know. I just, like, that particular person that said that to me, I snapped. I was like, no, actually, I can go by myself.
Oh.
Thank you. Like, no, I'm good. Like, what you mean? I mean, if you're like friends, then it's understood that you're probably not going to pay for the other person. Right. Like, if it's a guy-girl kind of situation. But, I mean, if you're courting, like...
Doesn't matter the method of how it's asked. Like, via text message, telephone call... Does that make a difference? In person, planning the next date?
I guess you could probably argue that it does. I mean, if it's like in a text message, you just tell somebody like, hey, let's go get ice cream. That is a little less formal. I wouldn't necessarily expect for it to be paid for versus somebody like, hey, I really like you. You know, we have a great time together. I think we should go get some ice cream. Oh, nigga, you paying. Like, if that's how you come into it, then you're paying. But I mean, yeah, but you slide a text message through and it's like, yo, you trying to get something to eat? Like, I don't know. I guess you kind of have to fill out the person. It may be kind of like a person-to-person type situation. But on the flip side of that, I've said to someone, like, kind of just like that, like, yo, you trying to go get something to eat? Like, and then dude was like, you paying?
Oh.
No, I'm not. I just asked you, were you hungry? Like, what? No, I'm not paying, actually. So if you, that's how you feel, then eat oodles and noodles then. Cause
you jumped all the way to that conclusion.
Yeah, I was like, nah, I'm not, actually. I just didn't know if you wanted to meet up in one place and get meals. Like, I don't.
That's why dating is so complicated, but that's for a whole different
podcast. It really is. It really is, because I just dating in and of itself is just on some other stuff. But shout out to me, because I'm not dating anymore.
Ooh, ooh.
Shout out to me because I am not in the dating pool anymore. So word to that. But anyways, which is funny that we were talking about dating because there's this comedian that like talked about like managing your blackness.
Oh.
And which at face value you're like, what? But really it makes sense. So between like meeting new people, between like you know, like eating out in restaurants or like shopping, interacting with like people who work in these establishments that you're going to, and then obviously at your place of employment, having to manage how ethnic you're going to be at a given time, which is crazy because I mean it's true there. You know, when you're on an interview, for example, you're not gonna dap nobody up, or you know what I'm saying, it's good system, like you're not gonna do some of these ethnic things that you know that we would do amongst other black people. And I think as you, you know, get more comfortable in the job, you kind of see what you can and can't do. It's funny because the other day I walked into my office and I was like on the phone with my mom and I was like, he definitely ain't gonna do that and we ain't gonna do that today. And like, and everybody was looking at me like, what in the world?
Like, where did she come from?
Right, I just went on in there and closed my door. Like, I don't even have time for y'all to ask me no questions today. But yeah, I mean, I haven't even working there like super long, but I've definitely gotten comfortable. Like I had to catch myself and they all say good morning. I am not a morning person, which has nothing to do with being black. I'm just not a morning person. But I will ignore them. If you're not like in my face directly, I will ignore it. Like, good morning. I'm not saying nothing back. Unless I can see that you're looking at me and that I feel like it would be mad rude to not speak because you're looking at me, I'm not saying nothing back. So this lady was like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah.
So what do you want?
Right. I was like, yeah. Wait, what? And she was like, oh, I said good morning. Hey. Like, I was just like, what do you want? I saw you yesterday and the day before that. And like, we didn't sleep together. No. But I see you every day. Every day. Like, I'm good. I'm super good on that. But anyways, but either way, I couldn't pop off on her like that because she seemed like her feelings was hurt because I didn't say hey back. Like,
oh, you done killed her day.
Jesus Christ. I don't have time. But really though, I mean, it's crazy. And I don't think that a whole lot of other races really have to adjust and like tone down their culture and ethnicity with, you know, when they're around Definitely. Other people. But I mean, guys, and that can be exhausting, honestly, because everybody knows I used to work at a car dealership and they didn't even think I was gonna succeed, honestly, because I was like just kind of like straight to the point, you know, very matter of fact. Mm-hmm. And they wanted me to sound like a Chick-fil-A worker. No, you know, they ain't a whole lot of black people working at Chick-fil-A for a reason, right?
Very true.
But like, that my pleasure mess don't fly, but so
one
many
out
times.
Of 10.
Right. My little sister hated it there. But yeah, like there's not that many people that work there because that's just not something that we can easily acclimate to and do constantly. Like I had to constantly like, hi, how are you? Oh, I'm so glad. Like, thanks. Like, that was not my personality. So I was exhausted all the time because I had to, like, not be myself, basically, which is basically managing my blackness, because when I wasn't talking to people and customers and whoever, I was like, okay, y'all know y'all can't be doing this. So I'm like, just bloop back down to a black on 10. But,
it's
which,
difficult.
Yeah, which I can imagine you had the same.
Yes, even though I work for the county, good old social worker, and there's all types of different black people, so I have issues not trying to be that one black person that all the white people hate, because there's two types in the office, the black girls that everyone cannot stand, and the ones who kind of, you know, I think manage it well. So you always have to be funny, sarcastic, but you can't be inappropriate. So you have to find that fine line. Like, oh, Tyler said that. She's hilarious. And also the way that you dress.
Yeah.
I think that's a huge thing. A lot of the girls have the tight clothes. They wear the sneakers. And this is not the environment at some times.
They wear sneakers?
Yeah, they wear sneakers.
Like Jordans?
Like Jordans, Adidas, Chucks, with dress pants. And I'm looking like, girl, get some flats, get some heels, something, some moccasins.
Oh, my God.
So it's difficult in environments where you have to be the one black person to void out them.
Oh, God. Yeah, it'd be like the token black person that everybody can actually deal with.
And you have to deal with the comments. Like, oh, your skin is so oily.
Can I touch your hair? No.
Or one of my supervisors asked me, he's like, oh, I see your hair got longer. I was like, yes, I got a weave. And he just looked at me like, oh.
I used to be very, very open at my last job about my hair. And because there was quite a few, well, there was a few black girls in there that some of them change hairstyles like every week. And like, and I remember having to like check one of the managers like, yo, like, let us be great, okay? Mm-hmm. You ain't got nothing to do with our money. I mean, well, not in that sense, but you ain't nothing to do with how we spend it. Exactly. If she want to change her wig, because that's clearly a wig, if she wants to change that every week, then let her be great, okay? Like, you ain't got to comment on it every week. It's not necessary. We know that Samantha and Megan and them, their hair look the same all the time.
Like, and they make it a big scene. Like, oh my God, your hair is so
what color is that? How long did that hurt? How long did that take? How long did that take? Why does that matter? What?
I mean, you really don't care. So you're asking me questions that you don't even care
exactly.
about.
Exactly. Are those braids? What kind of braids are those? How many people were working on your head at one time? I'm like, what kind of TV show are you watching? Exactly. I didn't go to the African shop and have them people all in my head. I didn't. That's not, no.
And then,
no,
of course, you can't pop off. You just have to be, oh, yeah.
Right.
I'm glad you like it.
And that whole, can I touch it? What you want to touch it for? Go down to Sally's and touch some of that hair. Like, I mean, I don't understand. Like, I'm like, honestly, this probably feel better than yours. Like, what you, this hair weave probably feels better than your real hair. So, I mean, I don't know. I just can't. I don't have time for that. But, I mean, even I think in, like, when you're out and about on the weekends, like in a shopping type sense and stuff, like you don't want to be that let me see all mad at you. Like, you just don't want to like even come with the ethnicity, because it just, I don't know, you just don't get a good reaction. The manager come like
negative stereotype.
Exactly.
So it's like, it's already that stereotype out there. I don't want to just add to it and be that one person stereotype for the day. Like, oh, here this black girl comes again asking me how much this costs.
Exactly. Right. Oh my God. There's some things I purposely don't do just because I feel like that's just super stereotypical. And that is one thing, is asking how much something costs. Like, I will do my darndest to figure it out before I have to ask somebody, because I'm not, yeah, like, I am not out here like, how much this is? Like, what? Ma'am, could you not have formulated that sentence any better? Like, are you serious right now? And then they'd be like, oh, nah, I don't think I want that anyway. No, it's more expensive than what you wanted to pay, ma'am. Like, don't play these games. We know. Like, real folk know. We definitely know. So, but yeah, so there's that. Like I said, just wanted to do a quick blurb for episode 4. I am in the works for episode 5. I'll probably be releasing that topic around the time that I release this podcast. So definitely stay tuned. Again, thank you, Tyler.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's past Tyler's bedtime. But we are going to wrap this up, and we shall catch you next time.